leprechaun. He's all on. He's going great against Osgood. It's centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeout for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Overnight weekend.
Live from the City by the Bay, Taco Man Radio is on the air. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to 2 hours of sports talk, a little comedy as well. Of course, in the next couple hours, we'll be joined by my all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Some of the highlights we'll be talking about tonight. Of course, the Masters up and rolling. Jordan Spieth, hey. Not going to win again, possibly. But what about Bernard Langer? Holy cow. I mean, the guy's like 58 years old, won two Masters in the past, and he's up there. He may win this. Rory McIlroy? Not this year. Rory, not this year. Go away. Manny Pacquiao, a winner tonight. Wow, Manny Pacquiao coming back. And don't forget, the Warriors, San Antonio, going to rumble pretty soon. The NFL draft, just a fortnight ago. Baseball, Jose Canseco admitting the fact that he's taking steroids as early as Double-A baseball. We'll talk with Jose tonight as well. Lots of things to talk about. Open phone lines live worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter thing, at Taco Man Radio. This is Johnny Talking as All-Stars live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, Sports Byline Grill.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
They go length to the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Without a doubt, one of the most climactic endings of any NCAA championship, no doubt about it. Villanova coming out on top there. Before I go to Dominic Jimenez, Cadwallader Jimenez, let me introduce first Dominic and then Zach Attack Young. Zach, how's life treating you down there in L.A.?
Oh, quite well. It's going very well, Pedro. That's How good. Are you doing?
Now, Cadwallader, can you bring us up to date on the NCAA, sir?
Yeah, at NCAA, Villanova beats UNC. I was right once again, Taco Man. But Villanova beats UNC 77-74 on Chris Jenkins' buzzer beater three that you just heard. People were calling it a bit of a heave, but it was really just an NBA distance three. It was a phenomenal shot. And kind of lost in the shuffle of this was North Carolina coming back. They were down 6 points with about 3 minutes left. Marcus Paige had just tied the game. There was about 4 seconds left. He had just tied the game on a double clutch three. So even before this happened, it was going to be, oh my gosh, North Carolina is going to force overtime. They're going to finish this comeback with a crazy shot. And then Chris Jenkins got the pass from Ryan Archie Diacono and buried the three. And Chris Jenkins is never going to have to pay for another drink at a Philadelphia bar for the rest of his life.
No doubt about it. That's the NCAA champions, good old Villanova. Now, what do we take away from this Villanova win? I mean, do they have a solid team for next year? I mean, is the base there or is the team leaving?
There's some seniors, and, you know, anytime you have a team that plays like Villanova did in the tournament, the allure of the NBA, they've got more attention on them. We've seen it. Steph Curry, when he was with Davidson, I don't think Steph Curry was going to be a top 10 pick until he did what he did at Davidson in the tournament. We can look at a guy like Gordon Hayward. Even your boy Dougie McBuckets had a phenomenal tournament. That skyrocketed him. So I think Villanova doesn't have any top picks, but I do think there are going to be some guys that can be drafted, and they're going to dip their toes in the draft pool. But I think they'll still be good. Their coach, Jay Wright, says he wants to stay at Villanova. And, you know, in college, it's easy to recruit when you're the national champions and you've got a great coach like Jay Wright.
Interesting. Zach Attack Young, what's happening down in L.A., baby?
Oh, I mean, we got a lot going on this week. We got the final game in the career of a legend, and that's happening this week. And you know, we're still preparing for the Rams coming back. We got the
You're
going
to bury Kobe Bryant. Just bury him. He's a rapist. Let him go. He got away with that rape. You know he did. You know he did. You know he got away with that rape, didn't he? Didn't he?
I wouldn't call it a rape.
Oh, what would you call it then? Non-consensual sex?
I would say that I think he cheated on his wife.
Okay. If he just cheated on his wife, why'd the girl make a complaint? Anyway, of course, Kobe buried that one with a big, fat $7 million ring. I don't know how you can do that. I don't know how you can sleep with somebody else and then buy your way out of it with $7 million bucks. Because my old lady slept with somebody else. I don't care how much money she gave me. It would not be the same. Anyway, what else is happening down there in L.A.?
I mean, we're like I was saying, we still got the Rams heating up. We got some team coming to town against the Dodgers. I think it's the Giants. That's right. They're coming here next week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Now, the Masters. What can I say? The Masters is upon us. 2016, of course, Jordan Spieth winning it in 2015 by 4 strokes. Well, he's a leader, -3 right now after 3 rounds. Pretty good opening round, but he sort of sucked the last couple of rounds. Sort of 66 early. 77, 73 in round number 2 and 74 in round number 3. So right now he's at 215, 3 under. Smalley Coffin, another American, is in second place. As is 58-year-old, get this, 58-year-old Bernard Langer from Germany. He's won the Masters twice in the past, and he's right up there, man. Just 2 strokes away. More power to him. Of course, even is the number 1 ranked player in the United States as I speak. Bottom line is that is the Masters. Dominic, what else is happening in the world sports? Talk to me.
You know, I guess we can call him a favorite of the show without ever having him on the show. But Colin Kaepernick, just when we think that chapter's kind of closed and he's going to be a Niner, they held on to him. Well, just like a good soap opera, Kaepernick sweepstakes is back on. The Broncos are still trying to get Colin Kaepernick. They do want him to make a substantial salary cut. Take a pay cut, excuse me. Kaepernick's due 11.9 next year. They want to pay him $7 million. So Kaepernick's like, I don't really want to give up $5 million. So they're continuing to work on a deal. The Broncos are very unsettled at quarterback. Right now, their starting quarterback is Mark Sanchez. That's never a good thing when you're going into an offseason with Mark Sanchez as your starter. So
Mark Sanchez, Scott Cuddy, Cadwallader Jimenez, about the same.
Yeah, honestly, maybe Mark Sanchez might be a little bit better than us, but still, you don't want him to be your starter. So they're trying to get Kaepernick. They're exploring their other options. Gary Kubiak says he's intrigued by Johnny Manziel. He's reached out to him. I don't think there could be a better fit for Johnny Manziel in terms of organizational structure. Denver's kind of got it locked. Maybe the open marijuana policy in Denver will kind of help mellow him out, maybe, unless he gets caught by the NFL. So who knows?
Zach, I got to ask you this, man. Of course, the Dodgers off and rolling here is 2016 concern. Clayton Kershaw, you still think he's going to be the man down the stretch, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he had a pretty good game today. I mean, by his standards, it would be a good game by other people's standards. He had an excellent first game that was almost a no-hitter if his player didn't drop the ball there. But other than that, I mean, yeah, I think he'll still be the man. I mean, he's got a one-run ERA right now after two games.
You know, I got to ask you, so let's talk about the lifestyle in L.A. Guys, of course, D'Angelo Russell, of course, playing that sex tape or admitting that, snitching off his buddy there on the internet. The bottom line is L.A. is full of all these distractions. I mean, there's chicks all over the place. There's chicks for every NBA player in every town. But L.A. is sort of magnified 1,000 times because the chicks are so fine. There's money involved and power involved. And when you have money, power, and sex involved, this is a very volatile situation. So what I think is these young athletes like Russell and these guys, they just can't handle it. They can't handle L.A. They can't handle this. Look, Magic Johnson, I mean, as great a player as he was, of course, getting HIV and this kind of stuff. I remember this, Zach, if you can believe this, after he got HIV, I was with him at a party in Vegas, and chicks were slipping him napkins with their hotel room numbers and their cell numbers, all that kind of stuff, under his palm there at the table. These chicks looking to get laid from a guy they know is HIV positive. Is that a little crazy or what?
Yeah, that's definitely crazy. I can't say that I would ever do that if there were a girl that were HIV. I mean, if you knew, I can't see the logic in that.
I can't see the logic either. Now, let's talk for a minute about the L.A. Forum. The L.A. Forum coming back with the USC in a couple of weeks, Luke Rockhold and Chris Weidman. Will they sell that arena out?
I think they will. And the Forum, I mean, it's supposed to be a great venue now. I mean, it's historically been a great venue. It's supposed to be really good now that they've redone it and everything. And it's going to be really close to the Rams' new stadium, so that's going to be interesting as well.
Okay, that's our tease for our next segment, folks. Combat Sports coming up. Of course, the WBL Combat Sports brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBL on Facebook, or you can go to their website, WBLboxing.com. Speaking of the WBL, the welterweight international title is on the line. Manny Pacquiao winning a unanimous nod tonight. Zach Attack Young's going to have all that kind of stuff after the break. Open phone lines. You want to join us? You can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man, joined by the illustrious Cadwallader Jimenez and, of course, Zach Attack Young. The man behind the glass is the great Scott Cuddy. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Works for me.
Keep on rocking the free world.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Ladies and gentlemen, after completing a total of 36 rounds between these two legendary fighters, once again we go to the scorecard to determine a winner. All three judges turned in identical scorecards of 116 to 110 for the winner by way of unanimous decision. And now, the WBO International Welterweight Champion from the Philippines,
you're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The WBO international title has been settled, folks. Manny Pacquiao, the living legend, returned to prevalence tonight. Of course, not a winner in his last fight. Hasn't looked good in a couple of years. Hasn't knocked anybody out since 2009. But tonight, moved his record to 58-62, 38 KOs, with a 12-round unanimous win over two division champions. Talk about his former rival, Timothy Desert Storm Bradley. Bradley now 32-2-1 with 33-2-1 with 13 KOs. Bradley's problem is he can't punch, and he's damaged goods. Of course, he got hurt in the first Manny Pacquiao fight, and he said he had a headache for 3 or 4 months after that. Then he fought Ruslan Provodnikov. He said he had another headache for 6 months. Zach Attack, after two headaches for almost a year, the guy should have never fought again, should he?
No, well, I mean, you could make that argument, certainly. And if you heard the stories in his training camp for the Marquez fight, I mean, he was getting like knocked out in sparring and stuff like that. So it's pretty rough stuff. as far, I don't know. I mean, he definitely doesn't look like quite the same fighter as he was going into the first Pacquiao fight.
Manny Pacquiao looked small tonight, didn't he? He looked like a small little guy. No more Flintstone vitamins, huh?
Yeah, he definitely did look smaller. And what did you think of that first knockdown? Because it was a little questionable to me, I think
it was shaky and the referee was out of position, you know. But I'll just tell you that Tim Bradley, he doesn't commit himself. He wore these big, fat gloves. You see the big, fat, white Everlast gloves he had on? He's not a puncher to begin with, okay? So you're going to wear pillows on your gloves to even take away any punching power you might have? He should have been wearing those small, little Reyes gloves, you know what I'm saying, where all the padding's up on the wrist and the fists are, like, clean. And he doesn't do that. I can't understand that Teddy Atlas is supposed to be this boxing genius, man with all this boxing acumen, and yet he lets that get by. That's pretty silly, Matt. Zach, you got a guy that can't punch you. You put him in there with pillows.
No, you make a good point with that. And, I mean, he actually looked like he was hurting Pacquiao at certain points, or, you know, at least shaking him up a little bit. So if he would have had just a little less padding, he might have been able to do more damage in the fight.
On the undercard, the WBO super middleweight title change hands, the long defending champion of both 160 and 168, Arthur Abraham, AA, now 44-5, 29 KOs, dropped a 12-round nod in the WBO title at 168 to Gilberto Sanchez Ramirez. He's got like 19 different names. They call him Zerto. I call him the champion at 168 now for the WBO, 34-0, 20 KOs. The scores were pretty unanimous across the board, 120 to 108. That means a shutout. And, of course, now we take it across the pond, folks. I'm talking about great Anthony Joshua. We have a new era in the world of heavyweights. No doubt about it, folks. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, and Anthony Joshua.
The new heavyweight champion of the world. Anthony Joshua.
Anthony, Olympic champion and now heavyweight champion of the world. It's got a good ring to it, hasn't it?
Sounds like Stormzy.
Put it into words for us if you can.
Well, it's only quarter of the way there, you know what I mean? I ain't going to get too carried away because there's still a lot of work to be done. We went two rounds. Hopefully I can go back to the change room, do some pads, and I've got to keep on improving because we've got people like Hay calling me out. Tyson Fury calling me out. All of them. So this is what we want to see. So I need to improve if I'm going to maintain and keep on pushing our higher level.
You said earlier in the week that to beat the atmosphere of the Olympic Games, to beat the atmosphere of the Dillon White fight, you'd have to go a long way. Does this top it tonight?
100%. Every fight gets better and better and better, man. The people here are amazing. As I said, 99.9% of these people are coming out supporting myself and all the other British fighters on the undercard, win, lose or draw. So big respect to you lot. And you know I come to knock people out. I just want to give value for money. You know what I mean? And I really, really do appreciate you lot because there was times when we were training in Fiji ABC. No one cared. And I've been grinding my way here. And I just appreciate the ongoing support time and time again.
Your 15th win inside three rounds. Do you believe there's a heavyweight out there at the moment that can stand up to your power?
Every heavyweight's got power. Every heavyweight's got power. But it's just about speed and precision. And it's just about locking in and staying focused. A few months back, I was in here with Dylan having a great scrap. That was one for the fans. This was one for myself. I told you that I was going to come out and punish him. I'll show him levels. I told you I'll show him levels. And this is the reward. This is just the reward of it.
Was there any fear of the unknown against Charles Martin? Because we didn't really know how good he was.
And it's interesting because there'll probably be some negativity that Charles Martin was easy and so on. But, you know, a few days ago, he was this big, dangerous southpaw. I ain't fought no southpaws. But the danger is his southpaw stance, the fact that he's champion and that gives him confidence, and the fact that he was willing and brave enough to come to the UK into the Lions Den. So that says a lot about Charles Martin. So big respect to him as well.
If it wasn't hype about you before tonight, there will be now.
Listen, regarding all the hype and stuff, as I said, I stay tucked away in the gym, and that's facts. And when I'm not, I'm probably in Asda, IKEA or whatnot, just doing usual things. And then, all the hype is good for everyone in boxing. Everyone in boxing, not just myself. So keep on embracing it. Everyone get behind every boxer, not just myself. Keep on pushing this sport. Eddie Hearn's doing a great job. Sky's doing a great job. Do you know what I mean? So keep on following the sport and all of us. Keep on supporting us while we're here, because it don't last forever.
2012 Olympic gold medalist, now the IBF heavyweight title holder I'm talking about. Anthony Joshua, AJ, for 16-0, 16 wax, taking out Charles Martin in the second round today. Martin came in undefeated with a big knockout record. I'm 23 and zip with a draw and 21 KOs. But guess what, folks? he couldn't throw. He couldn't lick a stamp. He really looked bad as far as his mechanics were concerned. And the great Henry Tillman, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist, prepped him for this fight. They took him over to London for a long time, had him over there for over a month. But guess what? All the preparation in the world doesn't matter if you do not have the talent. Now, Zach Attack Young, we've got now the great, and I've called him great for a long time, Anthony Joshua. Of course, he's still like the rookie on the card. Tyson Fury, the WBO champion at 25-0, you know. And then we've got the heavyweight division. Deontay Wilder is like 35-0 with 34 whacks. I mean, wow, the heavyweight division all of a sudden is something to talk about.
Yeah, and you know, and even the guy that Deontay Wilder's fighting, Alexander Povetkin, he's a great fighter as well. And you still got guys like Carlos Takam out there. There's a lot of fighters in heavyweight now, and it's already a lot more exciting than when Klitschko was ruling it.
What about that Cuban bruiser? I mean, he's a monster, isn't he? The guy that was suspended for roids. Doesn't look like he takes steroids like in the last week or so.
Luis Ortiz, he's very good. King Kong is what they call
him. Yeah, but he looks clean for the last week, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's one of those guys like, you know, you've got one of those bodies. All right, now the heavyweight division is what it is. Tyson Fury unbeaten. David Haye, of course, was talking about coming back next year. That would be a big fight in the UK if Tyson Fury and David Haye. But, of course, Tyson Fury is going to meet Vladimir Klitschko in the rematch for the World Heavyweight Championship, probably in July or August in Wembley Stadium, possibly Wembley Stadium outdoors. Now, Deontay Wilder, he's an offensive threat. The kid, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist from Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, he comes out and he throws. He might not be the greatest guy as far as throwing is concerned, Zach, but when he's throwing them ones or twos, as far as his height's concerned, he's hard to deal with.
Yeah, he is. He has like that Klitschko type of reach, you know, and he's a tall fighter. He's about 6'7", and I think he has pretty good speed as well. So that's another factor that comes into his fights.
Okay, Zach Attack, who's the best of the lot here? Fury, Joshua, or Wilder?
Fury's the most proven right now, but I can easily see either of the other two beating him. So it's a really interesting picture. I mean, Fury definitely has the best resume, not just the Klitschko win, but he has a lot of pretty good wins on his resume.
Interesting. Now back to Manny Pacquiao tonight. Was that enough for Manny Pacquiao to continue his career? I mean, don't you think it would be great for him to go out on top with a win like this? I think that'd be the way to go, but he's not going to do that. He's probably going to squeeze a little bit of money out of that rock, huh?
I think so. I think he'll have one more fight, and it looks like they're talking about him fighting in the Philippines. I can kind of see why he would want to do that. I mean, just like a farewell fight. But this is about as good as it gets for ending your career, you know, finally settling this rivalry, which wasn't really necessary. But at the same time, he kind of affirmed his status as the better fighter between the two. Okay.
Gilberto Zoto Ramirez, 34 now, 24 KOs when he took out Arthur Abraham tonight with a 12-round decision. Ramirez, he looked so much bigger than Abraham. What is he like? He looked like he was a cruiserweight against like a welterweight. Do you see the size difference?
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy difference. And he actually made history. I think he was the first Mexican champion at that weight, at super middleweight.
Interesting, 168 pounds. Now we switch gears from boxing. We go to the world of the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. Of course, their big card, WrestleMania, was last week. And Cadwalader Jimenez, you were there ringside. I saw your ticket. You showed it to me. I don't want to talk about it. Plus, I want to talk an hour or two about you being at the Giants game today. But the bottom line is, let's talk about WrestleMania. What was it like?
It was great for the people that could get in. You know, before the show even started, there were a lot of ticketing problems. They said the Wi-Fi was down. So for the very first match of the pre-show, the stadium was about 20% full or less. But once everybody got in, they set the attendance with, and I'm using air quotes here, 103,000 people. It was probably a little under 100, but it was still a WrestleMania record. So it was a good show, nothing spectacular. I liked Santa Clara's last year better in terms of just the quality of the show. But it was fun. People were electric. They did their thing, and they brought their legends out. The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, Mick Foley, the who's who of wrestling, if you will.
Okay.
And it was a good show, too.
The girl that stole the show last year was Ronda Rousey. Did they have her on this year?
No Ronda Rousey. She was probably busy filming a movie or something.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check them out online, WBOBoxing.com. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, my all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic had Waller to Jimenez. Next up, we're talking Big Poppy, baseball, Jose Canseco, Major League Baseball on the agenda. Of course, the season 2016 off and running. Guess what? I think the Giants got a shot this year. I'm not a big Giants fan. You know that because I'm not a homer. But straight up, I think the Giants are looking pretty good this year. The Giants, I can smell it. World title again. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Star live on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What about Don Sutton?
Oh, I wore his ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wore Don Sutton. Two guys on the Dodgers I wore out. Don Sutton and Bob Welsh. Oh, I could have went up blindfolded and got hits off those guys. I mean, really. I mean, Ray Charles could hit Don Sutton.
What?
And Ray had a hard time seeing the ball, man.
Yeah, he did. There's no question. We all know that.
I can't believe Pete Rose said that. You know, having interviewed Pete Rose for, like, was a global television network down there in Biloxi, Mississippi, about 15 or 20 years ago, and then saw him again in L.A. about 10 years ago. What a character. I hope he gets into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Speaking of baseball, let's go to the scores. My man, Cadwallader Jimenez. Cadwallader, take it away, sir.
Really quick before I get to the scores, I can totally believe that Pete Rose said that. But that's besides the point. Boston beats Toronto 8-4. Pittsburgh 5-1 losers to Cincinnati. Cincinnati's off to a surprising 4-1 start. The Yankees, CC Sabathia gets his first win of the season in his first appearance since leaving the team during the playoffs to go into alcohol rehab. They beat Detroit 8-4. Cleveland loses to the White Sox 7-3. And the Giants lose in extra innings 3-2 to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Doesn't matter. The Giants are showing it, man. I really think the Giants have got it this year. Let them get things rolling. Bruce Bochy is like Gomer Pyle. Surprise, 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 folks. He's going to be there this year. There's no doubt about it. I think he did his rebuilding last year. We'll see what happens as far as the Giants are concerned. As the rest of Major League Baseball scores, Zach Catalano, what's happening with the boys down there south?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, you know, they had a great opening to the season. Yeah, they outscored the Padres 35-0 in three games. Then they go to the Bay and they lose 2 of 3. I mean, I'm glad they got the one win today, but the Dodgers are looking good. They're 4-2 right now, and they're looking pretty strong this year.
Okay, what about, you know, Bumgarner's he's one hell of a pitcher. I mean, he just isn't. And of course, the guy that was a high school star, a college star. I mean, he's been a stud all along. How much more time does Bumgarner have left on the clock here, Dominic?
All things considered, you know, there's no injuries or anything. The way Madison Bumgarner is built, he can definitely go another 6-7 years at the current level that he's at. I want to say he's about 26, 27, so we start looking into his early 30s, 32, 33. Maybe then he starts to taper off. But the way he's built and the way that apparently his arm is pretty good, I'm knocking on wood as a Giants fan. But the way he looks, I would have no problem seeing them getting another phenomenal 5-plus years out of him.
Zach, you're from the City of Angels. Why aren't you mentioning the Angels? They are the other L.A. team. You fail to mention them week after week after week after week. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I just pay more attention to the Dodgers. I think they're the bigger team in L.A. You know, the Angels are kind of like they have won more recently than the Dodgers, but I think they're kind of like more of an afterthought in the L.A. area, and their fan base isn't quite as strong.
Interesting. You know, this week we had the a revelation of sorts. Jose Canseco, of course, a man I think that should have been in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but of course the Cuban-American player, of course, born originally in Havana, came over here with his brother and his parents and this and that, and of course broke into the major leagues, part of the Bang Brothers, him and Mark McGuire doing their thing for the Oakland A's. Of course, he went on to be sort of blackballed by baseball, but he said this week, he revealed why he started taking steroids.
I'm playing in Modesto, California, and I said, I'll come home right away. We go to the hospital, I go into this room, and my mom is hooked up to this machine that keeps you artificially alive. She was dead. Her brain was dead. I cried my eyes out, and my mom had never seen me play professional baseball. And I promised her right there on the spot that I was going to become the best player in the world for her, no matter what it took. And people that know me know when I make a promise, it's kept. Before I went back to baseball, there was a friend of mine, and I suspect that he was using PEDs, strong guy. And I asked him, what could I use to become bigger, faster, stronger, something to help me? And he introduced me to PEDs, and I started there using PEDs.
Where are they now? All new Saturday.
Man, the great Hulk Jose Canseco, of course, framed and ran out of baseball because he admitted things. I mean, the bottom line is he said, I think it was like 3 or 4 homers short of 500 home runs. And at the end of the day, he's one of those guys that everything he said in that book, remember that book that he read that he published, everybody was saying, oh, he's going to get sued. Nobody sued him on that one. Everybody he said took steroids, sort of had to fess up to it. Mark McGuire is one of those guys. Speaking of steroids, what's happening with Dominic Jimenez? Zach, Dominic, tell me something else that's happened in the world of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you know, so I'll start first off. Last year we had a lot of great rookies. We had George Springer, Chris Bryant, Carlos Correa. It was a laundry list of some of the big stars. But this year's crop of rookies aren't as heralded. But I'm going to give you some names to watch for this year that I think could be really good and surprise a lot of people. We'll start Trevor Story for the Rockies. He's already tearing it up. I think he's got 6 home runs in 4 games. He's the first player to hit a home run in all 4 of his team. First rookie to hit a home run in all 4 of his first career games. He's filling in for Troy Tulowitzki, and it looks like he's doing a damn fine job. Couple other names, Bung Ho Park for the Minnesota Twins. Powerful bat. He just came over from Korea. Watch for him. He's a very good shot at AL Rookie of the Year. Corey Seager, we've talked about him. Zach, I'm sure, is very familiar with him. Shortstop for the Dodgers. His brother Kyle is an all-star third baseman for the Mariners. Corey Seager's a top prospect in baseball. He's got all the tools. He's going to be great. And one other name I'm going to give you, Steven Matz. We got a little taste of him last year with the Mets as the last member of that rotation. He's going to be a starter all year this year, provided he doesn't get hurt. Steven Matz, he's a lefty. He's electric. He's going to have a great year at the back end of that Mets rotation.
As Dominic, how did the Cuban do as far as the Yankees in Detroit was concerned? How did the Cuban do? Sabathia?
Oh, CC Sabathia. Yeah, he got his first win. I think he went a 5 or 6 innings. It was a good start for Sabathia, especially when the Yankees kind of didn't know what they were going to get out of him. And I mentioned last year he kind of left the team right before their wild card game to enter, alcohol rehab. So to get 6 innings and 3 runs out of him, he wasn't sharp, but he was better than Mike Pelfrey from the Tigers. So if the Yankees, I think Sabathia is kind of like Matt Cain, where if the Yankees can get 5 or 6 innings, keeping them in the game, they're going to be more than happy with that.
Okay, let's talk about Big Poppy, David Ortiz. This is his swan song going around the league this year, saying goodbye to baseball. Wow, he's only 40 years old. He's hit over 500 home runs. He's a fantastic baseball player, a lifetime average of .284. Of course, he throws left and bats left-handed. Outstanding player, 2,308 hits in his career, 1,646 RBIs, a Hall of Famer on the first ballot. No doubt about that, huh, Zach?
No, no doubt. I mean, you can't, no matter if you're a fan of that team or not, I mean, you got to, there's just no doubt.
I mean, a 9-time All-Star, 6-time Silver Slugger. He won the Edgar Martinez Award in 2003, 2007, 2010, 2013. AL Home Run Leader in 2006, 2-time AL RBI Leader in 2005, 2006, the 500 Home Run Club. I can keep going on. World Series MVP champions. Now, that's Big Poppy. There's another guy, Dominic, on the same team, I believe. They call him, what they call him, Big Gut? No, Big Panda. Tell me about Big Panda. What's he doing these days?
Well, he got his first start today of the season. I mentioned last week he got benched in favor of Trevor Shaw. And as of right now, Pablo Sandoval, he's played one game, and he's already on belt number 2. I don't know if you happen to see the video of it. Pablo swung and missed, and his belt exploded on him. And his pants stayed up, thank goodness. But Pablo Sandoval is already down 1 belt.
Are you trying to tell me that he's a fat pig?
He's huge. He's huge. Yes.
How huge is he? Zach, is he as big as Cain Velasquez was when he got hurt?
He might be, honestly. I mean, if this doesn't work out, he might want to contemplate fighting for the UFC heavyweight title.
Yeah, at 265. Holy cow. Wow. We've got open phone lines, folks. You'd like to join us. We're going to talk some comedy. We'll have a little fun, a little political humor in hour number 2. Of course, we'll keep things real with Charles J as well in hour number 2, PlaysByJ.com, the man that runs the numbers in the world of sports. We'll be talking, of course, about the NBA and the Warriors approaching this record. And, of course, playing San Antonio this week. So straight up, lots of the NBA to talk about in hour number 2. Dominic, I got to go back to you on this one, Cadwalader. I got to ask you about this now. I saw the video today from the Giants Stadium, AT&T Ballpark, and I saw that you were sitting on the third base side there in the very first row. And what was the idea of the guy with the umbrella over you? What's going on with that? What's up with the guy with the umbrella? Who's he?
For his own, to keep him relatively anonymous, I'm not going to mention names so people don't start bothering him. However, that's my assistant, who shall be remain nameless. We'll call him Steve, even though that's not his real name.
But
he was keeping me dry. He also wiped off my seat prior to the game, which you didn't see.
But you have a VIP. You have a VIP box. Your family is a VIP box. What are you doing, Bogarting? You Bogarted four seats down there on the third base line today. This is open. This is a big day. Opening Saturday in San Francisco, man. You've got some chutzpah.
If by chutzpah you mean money to buy 4 seats, absolutely. I like being down near the action. You don't see Mark Cuban sitting in his skybox. I'm not saying I'm the owner of the Giants, but you don't see Mark Cuban way up there. You see him second row behind the Mavericks bench. I want to be down by the action. Get me some foul balls.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got open phone lines, folks. This guy's just sickening me. I mean, no doubt about it. He's got money. Money, you wouldn't doubt about it. We talked about his mother purchasing part of the network about 3 or 4 months ago. Is that why he's on the show? I can't say that. I've got to say he's on the show because he's such a great co-host. I'm talking about Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez. Am I blowing up good enough for his mom here, Zach?
Yeah, I think you just might be.
Okay, folks, we'll go to a break here. We've got a big closing segment in hour number 1. Of course, hour number 2 still to come. We've got lots of sports to talk about. Bring in a little John Oliver as well. Once again, you can hit us up on the Twitter line. The Twitter thing. We can tweet at Taco Man Radio, at TacoManRadio.com, of course, at Taco Man Radio. That is our Twitter thing. If you want to send us an email, it's tacomanradio@gmail.com. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, but you know it. iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, AFN Radio, CRN2. Hey, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Bottom line is, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the only live sports show all across America, coming to you live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Teacher, teacher, can you reach me? Oh, will I fall, will you let me go? Oh,
oh. This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I think you've had enough bourbon for one lifetime.
Not my lifetime.
Nothing gonna stop me. I won't be second best. But the jokes on those who believe the system's fair. Ah, yeah. Teacher, teacher, can you teach me? Can you tell me if I'm right or wrong? Teacher, teacher, can you reach me? I wanna know what's going on. Ah, yeah.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Just time for a quick recap of the week, and we begin with nuclear weapons, the most terrifying thing you can stockpile right after baby dolls. This week saw the biennial Nuclear Security Summit in Washington. All the major world leaders were there. Well, almost all of them.
One leader who could make a huge difference in securing nuclear material was a no-show. Vladimir Putin has once again snubbed President Obama.
And that is not ideal. because a nuclear summit is pretty much the only gathering where you can legitimately say, man, this would be so much better if Vladimir Putin were here. Pretty much that. Russia had actually announced Putin would be skipping the summit a year and a half ago, which is a pretty strong statement. Normally, you only decline something that far in advance if it's a wedding save the date from your ex-fiancé. Oh, nice try, Beth. As it happens, I am busy 17 months from now. Why? F*** you, that's why. You hurt me, Beth. But even without Putin, there were plenty of issues regarding nuclear weapons to talk about, especially the fact that just 2 days before they gathered, America's potential next president mentioned that he would be perfectly comfortable with other countries becoming nuclear powers, including Japan and South Korea.
At some point, we have to say, you know what? We're better off if Japan protects itself against this maniac in North Korea. We're better off, frankly, if South Korea is going to start to protect itself.
Saudi Arabia, we have weapons?
Saudi Arabia, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. He says that with the confidence of a man who could easily find Saudi Arabia on the map if he was given three tries and the map only included countries ending with Arabia. And that's not all, because this week, Trump also refused to rule out using nuclear weapons in Europe for reasons including, and I quote, Europe is a big place. And it's a big place is not a good excuse for using nuclear weapons. It's barely a good excuse for peeing in the ocean. It was clearly extremely important that the president try and reassure the rest of the planet by providing some context for Trump's remarks.
The person who made the statements doesn't know much about foreign policy or nuclear policy or the Korean Peninsula or the world generally.
Yep. President Obama is basically implying there that you could fill a book with the things Donald Trump doesn't know, that book being the encyclopedia.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Donald Trump says the Puerto Ricans are his least favorite kind of Mexicans. I kid you not. He says, quote, the dirtiest and thieviest of Mexicans are 100% from Puerto Rico. Can you comment on that, Cadwallader?
Sounds about right.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that. So what's up for hour number two, Zach Attack?
Oh, we got all kinds of things. I mean, we still got a lot of fight stuff to break down. We still got a lot of LA sports to break down. We still got a lot of future stuff. I know you're going to be bringing up the Masters. There's all kinds of things.
Straight up, Dominic Jimenez, what do you got for hour and what's on the plate, sir?
Lots of basketball. The Warriors' pursuit of history continues, and they got the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. It's going to be good.
And Charles J. as well, upcoming in hour number two on Johnny Taco, the All-Star Sports Overnight America. Open phone lines. Join us 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.